agricultural trade between the United States and Cuba is booming. That's despite tighter travel and financial restrictions put on the island by the Bush administration this year. In fact, there are at least 125 American companies at a trade fair currently underway in Havana. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
U.S.-Cuba relations have, more often than not over the past 45 years, struck a discordant note. But on a recent balmy Havana night, Cubans and Americans were in harmony. Florida cattleman John Park Wright plays his harmonica accompanied by a local Cuban band. The object of his serenade, none other than Ramon Castro, Fidel Castro's older brother. The Republican rancher threw the party at a lavish villa set aside for social functions to celebrate Ramon's 80th birthday. He invited a crowd of wealthy Florida businessmen and Cuban officials. In a unique mix of Cuban and American networking, the evening was marked by toasts and backslapping, fueled by the liberal access to mojitos and fine Cuban cigars. There was much talk of Cuban-American friendships and the hope of a bright bilateral future. Park Wright has visited Cuba many times and says the party was a personal tribute.
He's my best friend. I love Ramon Castro. He's 80 years. He's the same age as my father was before he died. And Senor Ramon has taken me all over the country meeting ranchers. I see that we need to help the Cuban farmers here, the Guajiros.
Park Wright and the other almost 250 U.S. business people in Havana have something more to celebrate too, though. U.S. businesses are expected to lock up at least $150 million worth of contracts during this week's trade fair. That makes them the big winners in an event that lures representatives of countries from around the world. The U.S. trade embargo on Cuba has been in place since shortly after the 1959 revolution here that brought Fidel Castro to power. However, in 2000, the U.S. passed the Trade Sanctions Reform and Export Enhancement Act. It was intended to allow U.S. farmers to sell things like soybeans and corn to a hungry Cuban public.
Well, we're in the middle of the American Trading Services booth.
Now it's being used by companies such as Californian Alex Procopio's American Trading Services to offer luxury items like wine.
Many companies aren't aware that we're currently doing trade with Cuba. This business is catching on in the United States. More and more companies are participating in the trade fairs.
If it all seems a little strange, considering the anti-Castro measures taken by the Bush administration, it isn't, according to these businessmen and Cuban officials. In the past 3 years, over $900 million worth of contracts have been signed with U.S. companies. Alex Procopio says U.S. firms have a unique draw here.
They're very interested in doing business with American companies for a number of reasons. One of them, of course, political, because they believe that by making purchases from U.S. companies, it is helping to hopefully eventually relax this economic embargo.
Ricardo Alarcón is the president of Cuba's National Assembly and was at Ramon Castro's party. He acknowledges the unlikely alliance between the communist government here and capitalist American businessmen.
I think that if any message is implied, it is that no matter how politicians could look at this problem, this is an issue that will have to be resolved and in a not too distant future. These people that are interested in doing a very legitimate and very American thing to make money.
That not-too-distant future may still be a long way off. The American businessmen who have come to Cuba and Cuban officials concede that while trade ties between the two countries are growing, normalization is not around the corner. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Havana.